You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
All right. It is a big day in Los Angeles because Shohei Ohtani will be introduced as a Los Angeles Dodger. Coming up here, and one of the most fascinating things, John, is that we know so little about him.
We don't even know the name of his dog.
Don't know the name of his dog?
It's Dodger.
His name, we assume, yeah. It must be something Dodger-related, which Koufax. Is why he didn't want...
Well, remember when Lincoln Riley got the SC job and his dogs were reportedly named Boomer and Sooner, and then he denied it? He said, no, they're not, and he changed the dog names? I don't know what Shohei's dog's name is. He won't give it up.
Yeah, he won't... Now, I gave our embedded reporters that as a question. I think if you can get that out of them, it's a big deal. Fabian Ardaya wrote something that's interesting he was on the Richard Deitch podcast, and he was talking about the fact that nobody really knows anything about Shohei Ohtani. Hasn't spoken with reporters since August the 9th, which was before his elbow injury. With the Dodgers, there's already so much going on. You're also adjusting to this new person on your team, someone who's the highest paid person in the sport who doesn't talk.
Right. Just plays.
Just plays. Doesn't talk.
And defers money.
And defers money. He's just in it to win it.
I think it's going to be fantastic. I think the Dodgers are must. I actually contemplated, not for very long because I'm gone too often, but I contemplated looking into getting a group together and buying season tickets.
No, did you really?
Yeah, because I think it's going to be really fun. But then I realized I'm not around enough, and if I ever really, really wanted to go, I could just get tickets, to the games.
Yeah,
that's
the way I get the tickets when I go. I don't need season tickets.
But that's how big of a signing I thought this was. I think a lot of people are debating. Laura, didn't you say you were looking into season tickets, and then once they signed Ohtani, you figured it'd be too expensive?
Yeah, I almost pulled the trigger with three of my friends, and we're like, oh, we'll wait. And then Ohtani got signed, and we're like, we're screwed, man. There's no – if we had to get three people to afford this, now we need, triple that, So, yeah, I kind of messed up on that. Dropped the ball.
You know, Bergman brought up something really interesting last week.
Wow, that's like twice this week.
Yeah, it's
very rare.
Get it, Greg.
Accidental.
Oh, boy.
What's the freeway series going to be like this year?
Oh, it's going to be so good.
Well, it's funny. I played golf with Bill McDonald today, who's a huge Angels fan.
Oh, yeah.
Billy
and
Mac.
And he hates Ohtani now.
Does he?
Of course. Yeah. So imagine the first game before the regular season starts when they go to Seoul is going to be at Angel Stadium. And that's the first time he's going to be at Angel Stadium as a Dodger. It's going to be a preseason game. Or is that going to be, are they going to be booing him? Or Dodgers fans going to just overtake it and be cheering?
Do you think, if you're an Angels fan and he's given you whatever it is, 6 years of just two MVPs and everything he could do, do you really boo Ohtani when he comes back?
I wouldn't.
I would not either.
But I think people will because we live in a society of negativity.
Well,
but I think they'll probably get booed.
Yeah, he will get booed because it's also he got an MVP. He got all those accolades. He didn't get the team anything. His team didn't go to the playoffs.
That's not his fault.
But that's
though.
No.
But you're saying he brought them an MVP. He got an MVP, but the team didn't do anything.
But if you're the MVP, you've done everything you could possibly do to help you pitch, you've hit.
Sure, did everything he could, and he played exactly the way he should. I know Parker Bell said that Ohtani changed the way he looked at baseball game. He was excited about baseball again because he's a big Angel fan. But, I mean, they're still going to boom. They're upset that you went across the streets, John.
I don't think so.
Why?
Because I have a friend from high school. She's a huge Angel fan, and that's the first person that I asked. And she goes, absolutely not. Not only is he the best player, and he's amazing to watch, and having him back, yes, it's going to hurt seeing him in a Dodger uniform, especially as an Angel fan, but you don't boo the person that made your team relevant for a while because nobody cared about the Angels, but they cared about him.
Right.
She's like, so that's not happening.
So this is a little bit of a surreal scene going on at Dodger Stadium right now. Shohei is walking in with Mark Walter and with Andrew Friedman and Lon Rosen and the whole Dodger brass. And, guys, there might be 500 seats at this press conference.
Yeah.
I've been to every big press conference in L.A., and I can't remember a time where we had more than 150 seats.
Were you at LeBron's?
Yes.
How was that?
Big, but about 100 people.
Okay, it looks like they are on stage now. Is that Joe Davis?
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and pick that up, see what's going on. Joe Davis speaking at Dodger Stadium right now.
Celebrates the arrival of a ball player that stretched baseball's imagination. There's once in a while. There's once in a lifetime. And then there's once in forever when you get a ball player like this. Shohei Ohtani is a Los Angeles Dodger. Joining us on this stage, we have the chairman of the Dodgers, Mark Walter. We have the president of baseball operations, Andrew Friedman. On this side, Shohei's agent from CAA, Nez Bilello. Shohei's interpreter, mostly Shohei's best buddy, close friend, Ipe Mizuhara. You know, for the last few years, we all, with a sense of wonder, have asked the question over and over, what will Shohei do next? The answer to that question, we know moving forward, whatever it is, it's going to be in a Dodger uniform. To make that happen for the first time, to make this official, here's Andrew Friedman.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you, everyone, for being here today, and thank you, everyone, who's tuning in live from Japan and all over the world. We are truly excited to be here today to introduce Shohei Ohtani to our market, to Dodger fans all over the world. Shohei is arguably the most talented player who's ever played this game. He is a player that we have long admired, and since joining Major League Baseball, he has continued to improve and sharpen his talents en route to becoming the most dynamic player in the game. The ability on the field is obvious, but as we went through this process, to get a sense for just how passionate he is about this game really stood out to us. You could feel the importance of winning, and we knew that winning a lot was going to be a really important thing to him as he came down to making his final decision. Watching him over the years from afar, and especially in the World Baseball Classic, you could see his ability to rise to the occasion, cherish the most intense, high-pressure moments, and perform on that big stage. The Dodgers have a long and rich history in Japan, starting with Walter O'Malley and Akihiro Ike Ikuhara, which ultimately led to Hideo Nomo, Hiroki Kuroda, Kenta Maeda, and countless others. And continuing in the most significant way we can imagine with this announcement today. One of our goals is to have baseball fans in Japan convert to Dodger Blue and to have Shohei, along with the rest of his teammates, help grow the game and passion for Dodgers baseball all across Japan. Shohei has an unwavering drive to be great, and that also comes with the desire to teach and learn from the great players that he has been around and will continue to surround him. There is a true appreciation of what it means to compete year in and year out for championships, and we know just how well that lines up with the existing talent on this team. One of the many things we have come to appreciate over the years about Shohei is watching him never take a pitch off, no matter the score of the game. I've seen him in games where his team is up big or down big, grinding each pitch late in an at-bat, hustling, doing all he can to try to leg out an infield hit late in a game. While he won't be able to pitch this year, his ability to impact the game on both sides of the ball is something so unique, but no doubt incredibly inspirational to kids all over the world. Before we move on to formally introduce Shohei, I have a few acknowledgments I'd like to make. First, Nez, CAA, I won't say it was easy, but I appreciate the honest communication, the consistent communication, and appreciate everything through the process. I also want to point out how incredibly grateful we are to Mark Walter and the rest of our ownership group for the opportunity to be standing here. They continue to show time and time again their commitment to winning is unmatched, and that our goal is for the Dodgers organization to be a destination spot for everyone around the league. So speaking on behalf of baseball operations, thank you. Thank you. With that, we couldn't be more thrilled to introduce the newest member of the Los Angeles Dodgers, Shohei Ohtani.
Shohei Ohtani being introduced to Dodger Stadium. You're hearing it on 710 ESPN. Now going to put on a Dodger jersey. Number 17.
Thank you. Congratulations.
Looks good.
Sorry.
Over here. There.
Shohei Ohtani is being introduced to Dodger Stadium. While he is so much taller than Andrew Friedman, that's the one thing that jumps out at me, John. How tall is Shohei Ohtani?
I think he's 6'5".
And Shohei is now posing in the number 17 jersey, getting his picture taken with Mark Walter, principal in the Guggenheim Group, and Andrew Friedman. As he is being introduced with... just an unbelievable amount of media right now at Dodger Stadium, including Japanese media, which now is going to be a regular part of covering the Dodgers. As the Japanese media, they're going to be part of all of these press conferences that we see with Shohei Ohtani.
This is as big of a turnout for a press conference as I can remember.
Okay, here he is. I'm not sure how he's going to...
Yeah, I don't know if he's going to try to talk in English.
Everybody, thank you very much for making your time to come out here and hear this announcement.
まず最初にこのような機会をいただき、今回選手としての自分を信じてくださったロサンゼルスドジャースのチームの皆さん、特にマーク・ウォルター、アンドリュー・フリードマン、スタン・キャスティン、ブランドン・ゴームズ、デイブ・ロバーツ、この5人には本当に感謝しています。ありがとうございます。
First of all, I would like to thank the Los Angeles Dodgers organization for giving me opportunity to play here and believing me as a baseball player, and especially these five guys that I'm about to mention, such as Mark Walter, Andrew Friedman, Stan Kasten, Brandon Gomes, and Dave Roberts. These five are very critical for me throughout the whole process.
そして私にメジャーリーガーとしての最初のチャンスを与えてくださったエンジェルスの皆さん。 本当に今振り返っても素晴らしく大切で忘れられないそんな6年間をそんな思い出をありがとうございました。
Next, I would like to thank the Los Angeles Angels organization for it was great. It was a fun ride, great ride for the last 6 years. I would like to thank everybody in the organization, and I'll never forget all the memories I had.
また今回のように際しまして、本当に多くの方とお話をさせていただきました。 その他の球団も含めた球団関係者のすべての皆さんに心より感謝申し上げます。
And there's a lot of other people that was involved in this whole process, and people from other teams, and I would like to thank everybody that was just involved in this whole process. I'm very thankful for everyone. Thank you very much.
明確な勝利を目指すビジョンと豊富な球団の歴史を持つこのロサンゼルスドジャースの一員になれることを今心より嬉しく思うと同時に。
I can't wait to join the Dodgers. They share the same passion as me. They have a vision and a history all about winning, and I share the same values. So just can't wait to join the team and get it going.
最後に、日々お世話になっている
エージェントのネズバレルをはじめ CA の皆さん、そしていつも遠く日本から、温かい声援を送ってくださるファンの皆さん、本当にありがとうございます。今日は質疑応答を交えながらそうした方々に少しでも日々の感謝の気持ちを伝えれたらなと思っています。よろしくお願いします。
And lastly, I would like to thank my agent, Nez Bolero, along with the whole CAA company. And of course, everyone back in Japan that's always been, that always had my back and been cheering for me for the last, or ever since I've been playing baseball. And I would like to use this time to answer some questions and show my gratitude towards everybody.
Shohei Ohtani now beginning to take questions at Dodger Stadium. He's going to put his Dodger cap on. Again, Shohei Ohtani at Dodger Stadium being introduced. Mark Walter is there, the principal in the Guggenheim Group. There's Stan Kasten.
All right, so now it's time for a photo op. They want to see Shohei with the cap on. He looks good in Dodger uniform, right?
He does look good.
Okay, so there is Shohei Ohtani and the MLB Network. Stan Kasten's there, president of the team, along with Mark Walter and Andrew Friedman, posing now. And I think that's, is that Dave Roberts? Yeah, Dave Roberts in that picture as well. So they're posing right now, and we will hear some questions, I think, for Ohtani coming up here. We'll take a quick break, and we're coming right back. Live coverage of Shohei Ohtani's introductory press conference on 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mason in Ireland, we are covering live the Shohei Ohtani press conference at Dodger Stadium, and it looks like Joe Davis is going to moderate a Q&A with Ohtani and his translator right now. Let's pick up some of that.
Largest total contract in sports history. It's time for Q&A. Let's turn things over to the voice of the Dodgers, Joe Davis.
Jack Harris, LA Times. Shohei, when did you decide on the decision to join the Dodgers, and what were the biggest factors at the end that, you know, swayed you to come here?
まあ最終的にドジャースはいつ決めたんでしょうか決断した時期と決めてこの何だったんでしょうか。ドジャースに、まあ、お願いしますっていう契約をしますという決断を伝える、まあ、前の日の夜というか、まあ、発表したのは次の日のお昼なので、まあ、その前の晩ですかね。まあ、あとは決断理由ですか。決断理由に関しましては、まあ、これが一つというわけではなくて、まあ、本当に交渉させていただいた全ての球団の皆さんと話をさせていただいて、まあ、本当にどの球団も素晴らしかったですし、まあ、ただ何球団こう誘いをいただいても答えれるイエスと答えれる球団は一つしかないので、まあ、そこに対して自分が最終的に、まあ、ここでプレーしたいなという気持ちに素直に従った結果かなという感じはします。
So I made my announcement on Instagram, and I made my decision the night before I made the announcement. And as far as why I chose the Dodgers, there's not really one reason, there's a lot of reasons, andI met with a few teams at the end of the whole negotiation process, and honestly, every team I met with and I had a chance to talk to, they were all great, and it was really, really a tough decision for me. But at the end of the day, I had to choose one team, and Dodgers were my choice.
Where's next? Haley, right over here.
Yeah.
Yeah, Shohei, Jim Hill, KKL 9 News. When you first walked out and saw all of us here, what were your thoughts about how wild and crazy this is? And do you fully realize all the expectations that all of us have of you?
この場に来て初めてこの報道人の方々の数を見て思ったことと、あとまあこれだけいるってことはそれだけプレッシャーがあると思うんですけど、そこに関してはどうでしょうか。
まあ嬉しく思うと同時に、報道陣の方しか今日はいないと聞いてたので、まあ、予想より多くてちょっと今はびっくりしてます。
Yeah, honestly, I was very humbled and happy to see all of you guys here. And I was told that it was only media today, so I was not expecting this many people.
It actually is only media. You're that popular.
Beth Harris, AP. Why haven't you publicly said the surgery you had in September was Tommy John? And if not, was that used as leverage in the negotiations?
I'm sorry, what was the last part?
The second part was, by not saying anything, was that part of leverage for his negotiations on a contract?
まあ、2回目の、まあ、肘の手術、まあ、トミー・ジョンというふうには言ってないですけど、まあ、その理由と、まあ、あえてそういうふうに言わないことで、まあ、交渉的に、まあ、有利に進めたりとか、そういう思惑とかあったんでしょうか。
まあ、最初の段階でどういう手術になるのかっていうのをまず、まあ、ドクターも含めてどういうふうになるのかっていうのを決めなきゃいけなかったので、まあ、発表の段階でそれがまず決まっていなかったのが一番かなとは思います。
Obviously I saw the doctor first and we had to go through a lot of steps and decide what type of surgery that I was going to get. And at the time of the announcement, we didn't know which way we were going to go. That's why I never said what type of procedure was going to be done from my own words.
Shohei, Fabian Urdai of The Athletic. First off, just to confirm, so you have had a second Tommy John surgery?
じゃあ2回目のトミー・ジョンをしたっていうのは事実なんでしょうか。
そうですね、まあ、ただその何ていうんですかね、術式が違かったりというか前回とはまた違うので、まあ、そこをどういうふうに表現するのかっていうのは僕はもちろん専門外なところではあるので、そこはドクターの方が詳しいかなとは思います。
Yeah, I'm not obviously an expert in the medical field, butI mean, it was a procedure. I'm not sure what it's called. I know it was completely different from my first time. So I don't know what you want to call it. You could probably talk to my doctor about that.
And then what went into wanting to structure your contract that way that you did? And was this something that you wanted to do with whatever team you signed with?
まあこういう契約の形態、まあ後払いのパーセンテージが多い契約なんですけど、これはまあ、翔平のアイディアだったんでしょうか。あとは他のチームも同じような条件でいたんでしょうか。
そうですね、もともと後払いっていうのは、まあ、どの選手も大型契約になるとつくものではあるので、そのパーセンテージに関しては、あとは選手に一任するというところではありますし、まあ、そこを含めて、まあ、自分が今受け取れる金額を我慢して、まあ、ペイロールに柔軟性を持たせれるのであれば、僕は全然後払いでいいですというのが始まりですかね。まあ、あと他球団の契約に関しては、まあ、今も他の選手の交渉もしている最中だと思うので、まあ、僕の口からまあ具体的な球団名だったりとか、交渉の内容に関してはあまりまあ言うことができないっていうのが、この場で言うことができないっていうのはあるかなと思います。
So I was aware of the deferral program or the structure, and usually when there's a big contract in MLB, I've heard from the past that deferrals are involved, not all the time but a lot of the time. So I was looking into it andDoing some calculations, and I figured, I mean, if I can defer as much money as I can, if that's going to help the CBT and that's going to help the Dodgers and be able to sign better players and make a better team, I felt like that was worth it, and I was willing to go that direction, so that's why I made that choice. And as far as other teams, and I know the free agency is still going on, and I don't really want to mess with their plans, and I don't want to say anything wrong, so I do not want to really talk about what I had.Talks with other organizations.
Hi, Shohei. Kurt Sandoval from KABC. Congratulations. We've heard that you talk a lot about other teams, but the decision to sign with this one, where in the pecking order does winning and the potential of winning a World Series, how did that come into play?
もちろんいろんな選択肢の中からドジャーズを選んだんですけど、その勝つこと、優勝リングを手にすることっていうのは優先順位でいうとどこら辺にあるんでしょうか。
僕自身の優先順位はもちろん携帯契約形態から分かるように、まあ、一番上のところではあるので、まあ、野球選手としてあとどれぐらいできるかっていうのは正直誰も分からないですし、まあ、勝つことっていうのが僕にとって今一番大事なことかなと思います。
If I want to talk personally, as you saw, my contract is 10 years, and I'm not sure how long I'm going to be able to play the game. So I do prioritize winning. That's on the top of my list, and that will probably never change. And that was why, one of the reasons why I chose this team.
Hi.
Sorry. You're hearing Shohei Ohtani's introductory press conference live from Dodger Stadium, Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Which team you're going to sign with? How many teams are in consideration then, and what is your process for making a decision? Are you calling people? Are you making a pro-cons list? And ultimately, what was it that sort of just tipped the scales at the end that got you here?
まあ、本当最後の最後の段階で実際何チームで悩んでたんでしょうか。で、まあ、あと、なんていうんですかね、何チームで悩んでいたかと、まあ、その決断をするのにあたって決め手というかいろいろあったと思うんですけども、これが決め手だったっていうのは何かあるんでしょうか。
まあ、何球団っていうのを僕の口からここまで言っていいのかちょっとわからないので、まあ、そこは差し控えさせていただくというのと、まあ、先ほども言った通り、まあ、ドジャースがこれを持ってるからというよりかはそうですね、まあ、なんていうんですかね、まあ、心に残っている言葉として、まあ、オーナーの方もマクウォルターさんも含めて、まあ、この10年間ドジャースが経験してきたこの10年間を、まあ、彼らは全く成功だとは思ってないっていうことはおっしゃられてたので、まあ、それだけ勝ちたいという意思がまあみんな強いんだなというのは心に残ったかなと思います。
Like I said earlier, I don't really want to talk about other teams at this stage, so I'm going to kind of shy away from that. But as far as the reason that why I chose the team, like I said earlier, there's a lot of reasons, but one thing that really stands out in my head is when I had the meeting with the Dodgers, the ownership group, they said when they look back at the last 10 years, even though they've made the playoffs every single year, won World Series ring, they considered that a failure. And when I heard that, I knew that they were all about winning, and that's exactly how I feel. So that's one of the things that stood out.
That's Shohei Ohtani at Dodger Stadium. Interesting. He says the reason he chose the Dodgers, one of the reasons, was that when he talked to the management team, they talked about being in the playoffs for the last decade and considering every year that they didn't win the World Series to be a failure.
It kind of was, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah,
so
it was.
He's and he's sure. he's right. So and now that he's back and he's here, it's going to be they should be back in there every year from now
hey,
on.
Hey, you guys, let me ask you a semantics question.
Right.
Some of those questions, the reporters would ask him, and Shohei would answer without the interpreter. And then other times the interpreter would jump in and explain it. So
maybe he understands English.
Yeah, that's what my thought is, too. Like, Fernando always did interviews in Spanish, even though I was told by several people he absolutely understood English. He just didn't want to say the wrong thing.
Yeah.
So do you think Shohei's the same way? You think Shohei actually speaks English, but he doesn't want to say the wrong thing?
I think
so
he may
always
understand English, not necessarily speak English, right?
Yeah.
Or not
right.
well enough to have the full press conference and respond
right.
to the questions
right.
in clear English.
Yes. By the way, this is just I find this to be outrageous, absolutely outrageous. Did you see Jim Hill got the second question instead of the first
question? Who got the first
what?
One?
Jack Harris of the Times.
Wow, how did that happen?
How did Jack Harris get the first question and Jim Hill got the second question?
People are pissed about that.
By the way, that's it's honestly one of the things that's lighting up the Mason and Ireland Mafia right now. People are like, "What? Where's Jim Hill? Why didn't Jim Hill get the first question? Who made that call?"
Do the Dodgers own the LA Times now too?
Oh, it's possible. No, Jack Harris, by the way, is a great baseball. I think
he is a great baseball
writer.
He's not Jim Hill.
No, he's not Jim Hill. John, can you look into this?
The fact that Jim Hill often gets the first question is kind of a courtesy that other reporters extend to him.
Yes.
I'm maybe is Jack Harris young?
I honestly don't. I don't remember what he looked like, if he's young or not. I'm not sure.
Maybe he just doesn't know.
Yeah, maybe he doesn't know the rules.
Okay,
yeah.
The important question has been answered.
Okay.
His dog's name.
Oh, here we go.
His dog's name. Well, it's two, but I'm going to go with the other one.
Decoy. Did somebody... What?
Decoy. His dog's name is Decoy.
Decoy.
He also said a different word, but I don't really want to say it.
Well,
sounds like a bad word.
I'll say it. Just be ready.
By the way,
Dicklebean.
What's wrong with saying that?
I don't know. It's just a weird name.
It's a weird name.
Dicklebean.
Dicklebean
or Decoy.
I like Dicklebean. Dicklebean for a boy and Decoy for a girl. Boy?
Dicklebean.
Dicklebean.
D-I-C-K-L-E-B-E-E-N or Decoy.
Was it our guys? Was it our guys that asked it? Or did somebody else
ask it? Michael Duarte from NBC has it, and there's a couple people have it on Twitter now.
Yeah.
And they're saying Decoy.
Decoy.
Decoy. Like he was going to go to Toronto, but it was a Decoy.
Yeah.
Very interesting. All right, coming up next, we'll pick up a little bit more of that. Again, Shohei Ohtani at Dodger Stadium being introduced to the media. It is a circus out there. A lot of
media
reporters.
Circus here.
It's a media circus. We have guys there. We should talk to our guys that are there after this thing.
By the way,
over.
Did you see Clinton Yates in an ugly Christmas sweater with a pencil stuck inside his hat?
Yes.
He always has a
in
pencil
the crowd?
Inside his hat.
Yes.
His dad is with him, his dad Earl.
I didn't see his dad with him, but Clinton is wearing an ugly Christmas sweater and has a pencil sticking out the side of his hat.
Yeah, yeah.
He's television's Clinton Yates.
And his dad is vice president of the Old Man Good Looking Association.
Handsome Man Community.
Mature.
The senior.
The senior circuit?
The senior circuit, yes. All right, we'll stick with this coming up next as we continue to welcome Shohei Ohtani to Los Angeles and to the Los Angeles Dodgers. Also, the IST was a big success with the Lakers. Might be even better next year. We'll see if we can get to that too. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It is Mason and Ireland on 710 ESPN. Don't get it twisted, yo. The most downloaded sports radio show in Los Angeles. The podcast, that is.
Mason and Ireland, the number one most downloaded sports podcast in Los Angeles. The number one most downloaded sports podcast in Los Angeles. And we thank all of our podcast listeners for that.
If you ever miss a moment, get your fill anytime. Just search Mason and Ireland wherever you get your podcast.
So it appears that Shohei's dog is named Dekopin, D-E-K-O-P-I-N, which translates as decoy.
Well, gotcha.
That was Michael Duarte who said that wrote it Dicklebean, and I was just
repeating. Yeah, Dicklebean was as Dekopin.
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 Which means decoy.
Japanese for decoy. So Shohei Ohtani's being introduced over at Dodger Stadium right now, and it is a huge day. We've waited for this day, and we've honestly dreamed about this day. The idea that every night at Dodger Stadium, we're going to see the greatest baseball player of all time every night.
Well, think about this, too. At the start of every Dodger game, you're going to see Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman, and Shohei Ohtani all bat in a row.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just crazy.
Yeah, it is. It's amazing.
Randy Rosarena, if the reports today are true.
Oh, if they could happen, yeah.
That'd be great.
Something's coming. I half believed that Yamamoto was going to be introduced at this press. P.S. Here's Yamamoto.
At the end of his press conference, Shohei Ohtani says, "We're also bringing in Yamamoto."
Press conference has ended. They're showing the Diamond Vision board at Dodger Stadium, and there's a picture of Ohtani, and they keep flashing in Japanese letters too. I'm sure welcoming him to Los Angeles. What a circus it's going to be! What a really fun circus all summer long.
Do you think Shohei is weirded out by the amount of dog questions that he was getting about his dog's name?
Well, if he just would have given it up the first time, then there wouldn't have been any questions.
Although, if you knew his dog was named Decoy,
Would you give that up?
Would you have? I mean, it almost suggests that you're doing something sneaky.
Nefarious?
Nefarious, doesn't it? My dog's name is Decoy. Such an odd dog name. Yeah, it's going to be so much fun. It's going to be so much fun. And I think they're going to be, we'll wait and see exactly what they're going to happen. If you're a Dodger fan, here are the things you need to know. One, they are working on a trade with the Tampa Rays, and Tyler Glasnow is certainly a part of that. He would be the focal point of that trade. But they're also talking about Manny Margot, who I just think is a banjo hitter. And there's some talk that Randy Arozarena, who on his last Instagram post put up a picture of him and Shohei Ohtani, that he might be a possibility in this trade. Going out would be Ryan Pepiot and
Johnny DeLuca,
right.
Who's a minor league outfielder.
They're also shopping around, and Dylan Cease is still a possibility as a trade target with the White Sox. You've got, let's see, who else? Corbin Burns seems off the market from Milwaukee.
What do you guys think about Lucas Giolito? He really struggled with the Angels at the end of the year, and I think he went to another team after he went
to the Indians.
Didn't pitch great, but he still throws 100 miles an hour, and he's young.
And he's local.
Yeah, I mean, he was really, really bad down
the stretch. He was terrible down the stretch.
Like, he got DFA'd by the Angels. I don't know if it was DFA.
He didn't get DFA'd.
Did he get traded from the Angels? Oh, that's right. He got traded from the Angels. Yeah. The Angels of all teams who were just tanking after they traded for him, they traded him and was still bad. To where'd he go? The Guardians?
Yeah, the Guardians.
You can't make it on the Angels. I mean, that's kind of...
If you can't make it there. You can't make it in that rotation. Lucas Giolito last year, just so we throw some actual facts in here. Lucas Giolito last year started a total of, he was rough. He was 8-15 with a 4.88 ERA. He did start 33 times, but with the White Sox, before things got bad, he was 6-6 with a 3.79 ERA. And against the fact that he is, a local kid may make a difference too. They've got to cobble together a rotation. I mean, Yamamoto would be the big target, right?
Go right in as the number one starter?
I think so.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm saying that having only seen him pitch on YouTube.
Right. Bobby Miller, not Emmett Sheehan, Gavin Stone.
Bobby Miller could be it.
But I think Bobby Miller probably would be it.
Yeah, Bobby Miller could be it.
So Walker Buehler is not going to be ready for opening day.
Doesn't sound like it. Sounds like he's not quite ready for opening day. So if you're looking at let's just project Yamamoto. Yeah, let's do that. Followed by Bobby Miller. And then you've got a collection of younger guys that you could put together a rotation with. But here's the thing. I don't think, given the fact that I'm $700 million in on Shohei Ohtani, I'm not going to skimp on the pitching staff. The whole point of him deferring all that money was to deliver a rotation that can win.
Right.
So they're not messing around now.
No, they're going to go after Dylan Cease. They're going to go after, I mean, obviously Glasnow is something that it looks like it's going
Seems
to
like
get
it's
done
happen,
eventually.
Yeah.
And if they get Yamamoto, then you have the makings of a rotation.
Yeah.
But they're going to still have to rely on young guys at this point.
Yeah. All right. Hey, Ireland, I've got the mythical money standings here.
Okay.
And we're not together a whole bunch over the next week or so, right? We're doing a couple of shows together, but not a whole bunch. So I've got to make up ground.
Okay.
You are at 353,000. I am at 265,000.
All right. So I'm up like 90 grand on you.
Yes. So give me 50,000 mythical dollars on the Rams -6.5. Rams
like
minus 6.5 Sunday at SoFi.
All right, let me make it a little easier on you.
Okay.
Okay. Let me throw some action into the game. $20,000.
Okay.
On a three-team parlay.
Uh-oh.
Okay. The parlay king lives.
Parlay king.
Now, I think I'm going to take the Rams. And what are we giving? 6.5 there?
Yep.
Okay. I think I'm going to take the Niners, and I have to give 12.
Yeah.
That's a big number.
That's scary because Arizona hangs with people, despite how bad they are.
Yeah, and then I need one more to make this the kill shot.
Make it tonight. Tonight's game.
Chiefs minus 7.5 over the Patriots.
Raiders plus 3 tonight.
Boy, I do think the Chiefs are going to play the Patriots really tough. But I thought there was one more game that I thought was pretty lopsided. Let me see. So I got Rams.
Yep.
Well,
CJ Stroud going to play?
Yo, no. Give me the Cowboys at Buffalo.
Cowboys are plus 2 at Buffalo.
I'll take the 2. Okay. So Rams, Cowboys, Niners.
And that's how much?
$20,000.
$20,000?
To win 120.
Ooh, I like it. I only have 13K, Ireland. I'm going to have to make another.
You need a parlay.
I'm going to get like a 5-team parlay together by tomorrow with games.
Okay. Well, I'm not with you guys tomorrow, so put that when you do that, email it.
Yeah, I will email it so you can see it.
All right. Okay. By the way, all of our Mythical Money picks are brought to you by Prize Picks, the largest and number one daily fantasy sports platform in North America. New members go to prizepicks.com/710. Use code 710 for a first deposit match of up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. All right, we got Game of Games coming up next for you, and then we're going live to Yamava, where Cappy and Lindsay and DeMarco and Morales are hanging out for Thursday night football. In the meantime, if you are injured in an accident, here's the thing. You've been through a traumatic experience. Your body's trying to recover. Your mind is racing. Think about the moment it happens. You got to see a doctor. And there's lots of confusing phone calls with insurance companies and the other guy and all that stuff, and eventually medical bills and more headaches. Now, if you're dealing with an accident, just remember to call Jacob. He's like your one-stop shop. He will handle everything for you. Make one call. He'll do the rest. He will guide you through the process. On top of all that, he'll fight to get you the settlement that you deserve. You should take it easy. Don't stress. Let Jacob do the rest. Remember, a lot of attorneys say they'll fight for you. Call Jacob. He'll win for you. 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. 844-24-JACOB. Or remember,
accident or injury, call Jacob and Ronnie. Call Jacob.
Call Jacob.com. Don't forget to follow him on Instagram and on Facebook at call.jacob. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, here we go. It is Game of Games time. It is Ireland's game today. John is on the road in San Antonio. Lakers last night survive San Antonio. They get that win last night despite LeBron not being on the floor and allowing 45 points in the fourth quarter. So, Ireland, what do you got for a game today?
All right. On TNT, they often play a game called Who He Play For.
Oh, no.
This is so hard now.
Oh, man.
This is a version of that. I'll give you the name of a professional athlete and 3 possible choices.
Okay.
So this is a little easier than the one they do.
Right.
You guys tell me who that athlete plays for. Here we go. Former Laker Troy Brown. Does he play for A, Chicago, B, Minnesota, or C, Atlanta? Brian Cohen, Chicago, Minnesota, or Atlanta?
Let's go Atlanta.
Greg?
Minnesota.
Laura?
Minnesota. I don't know.
Mace?
Let's cover all our bases. Chicago.
Greg and Laura both got it. He plays for the Minnesota Timberwolves now.
I did not.
All right. Former Sparks star Candace Parker. Mm. Does she play for A, Las Vegas, B, Chicago, or C, New York? Greg, Las Vegas, Chicago, or New York?
Oh, she just was in Las Vegas, but I think she went to Chicago. Chicago.
Laura.
This is tough because I know she was in Vegas, but I don't know if she's still there.
Vegas, Chicago, or New York?
Chicago.
Mace.
Chicago.
Brian.
I also think Chicago.
You're all wrong. It's Las Vegas.
Dang. She's still there. She's still there.
Ireland, did she go Las Vegas, Chicago, back to Las Vegas?
No, she went Chicago and then to Vegas. She went Sparks, Chicago, where she's from, and then to Vegas.
Mm. Got it.
All right. So Greg won. Laura won.
She was there. She was there.
Everybody
Nobody else.
Everybody else, Bupkis. Yeah. All right. Former Rams punter Johnny Hecker. Does he play for A, New Orleans, B, Tampa Bay, or C, Carolina? Laura, New Orleans, Tampa Bay, or Carolina?
I'm going to go with Carolina.
Mace. New Orleans, Tampa Bay, or Carolina?
I'll try Carolina.
Brian.
I think it is Carolina.
Greg.
It is Carolina.
Yeah, it is.
I know.
I was trying to decoy.
I actually knew that one.
In Carolina.
Yeah. I was trying to act all uncertain about it.
Yeah, I saw it. I don't believe you.
Former Chargers quarterback Tyrod Taylor.
Oh, yeah.
Does he play for A, Atlanta, B, Washington, or C, the Giants? Atlanta, Washington, or the Giants, Mace?
I'm going to go Giants.
Brian.
Giants.
Greg.
Giants.
Laura.
Giants.
Oh, got it. All right, so it's Laura 3, Greg 3, Mason, Brian 2. All right, Brian, going back to you. Former Dodger closer Kenley Jansen. Does he play for A, the Mets, B, the Red Sox, or C, the Braves? Mets, Red Sox, or Braves, Brian?
I believe that's the Red Sox.
Okay, Greg.
I believe it is the Red Sox.
Laura.
I think I'm going to go with the crowd, Red Sox.
Mace.
Yeah, it's Boston.
It's Boston. Okay, everybody's on a roll now. Greg, 4. Laura, 4. Mace, 3. Brian, 3.
All right, let's do this.
All right. It is. Maybe I made this too easy. Former Angels outfielder Cole Calhoun is a free agent. He most recently played for A, Cleveland, B, Texas, or C, Arizona. Greg, Cleveland, Texas, or Arizona?
Oh, wow. He was definitely in Texas, and he was definitely in Arizona. I'm going to go Arizona.
Okay, Laura. Cleveland, Texas, or Arizona?
AZ, Arizona.
Mace.
I'm going to go Arizona also.
Brian.
I'm going to go Texas on this one.
Oh, you should have gone Cleveland. Nobody
got it.
I was saying that back here, wasn't it? I was like, no.
Okay.
Okay.
Former Laker Larry Nance Jr. Does he play for A, Portland, B, Cleveland, or C, New Orleans? Portland, Cleveland, or New Orleans? Greg.
Oh, wow. He's actually played in all three of those places. Portland?
Okay, Laura. Portland, Cleveland, or New Orleans?
God, NOLA.
Okay, Mace.
It's Portland.
Brian.
Let's go New Orleans.
Why are you guys laughing?
It is New Orleans.
Bergman. Okay, so here's how this goes down. So the name comes out, and Bergman's like, he's acting all confused. Like, what is it? And then he starts laughing a little bit because he knows he's trying to fake me out.
He led me
to the wrong answer anyway.
he was in Portland. I know.
That's
that
why you guys were laughing. I was like, what happened? What did we miss back then?
Because he left, John.
Because he was looking at me, trying to read my face.
Does he know it? Does he know?
Mace, there are 1-2 left and a tiebreaker.
And we're close, right?
Laura has the lead. Laura 5, Brian 4, Greg 4, Mace 3.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Laura, you got to go first on this one. Former Clipper Isaiah Hartenstein.
Oh, wow.
Does he play for A, New York, B, Boston, or C, Detroit? Laura, New York, Boston, or Detroit?
I'm going to go with New York.
Okay, Mace.
I'm going to go with New York.
Brian.
New York, why not?
Greg.
He was in New York last year, so New York?
Yeah, New York is the correct answer. So it's here's the last one. Mace, you're out.
I'm out. I thought I was doing really well.
No, you have 4, and Laura has 6.
Oh, here I thought I was doing so good. Okay,
Greg and Brian, you guys are both in, but you're one behind Laura. So Laura has to go first.
Oh, boy.
Okay. No.
Here we go. Former Rams defensive end Leonard Floyd. Does he play for A, Chicago, B, Miami, or C, Buffalo? Chicago, Miami, or Buffalo? Laura.
Chicago. I don't know.
Brian.
I think Buffalo.
Greg.
He was Chicago. I think he's Buffalo this year.
It is Buffalo. We have a 3-way tie.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah.
That's where he was, not where he is. Damn.
Correct.
All right. Everybody needs to write down a number. Everybody got Greg's searching for a pen.
I got it. I don't have anything to write on. But
all right. Here we go. Current Charlotte Hornets guard Ish Smith holds the record for the most teams played for among current NBA players. How many teams has Ish Smith played for in his NBA career? closest without going over. Greg, do you have something written down?
I wrote it down.
All right, Brian, do you have something written down?
Yeah, I wrote it down.
Laura, you got something written down. Okay. All right. Laura, what'd you write?
I put 10.
All right. Brian, what'd you write?
14.
Greg, what'd you write?
11.
It was closest without going over.
Yeah. Correct. And the winner is Greg Bergman.
Yeah.
The answer, 13.
Oh, damn! Yeah. I almost went 12, too, but I was like,
Yeah, Laura, you hung in there for a really long time.
He did.
He has played for, in order, Memphis, Golden State, Orlando, Milwaukee, Phoenix, OKC, Philadelphia, New Orleans, Detroit, Washington, Charlotte, Denver, and back to Charlotte.
Wow.
13.
That's amazing.
Different franchise.
All right, score for the month, and next week it wraps up. Brian, 2. Mason, 2. Bergman, 2. Laura, 1. Ireland, 1. Momo, 1. And Cappy, 1.
Remarkably, even though I've been gone almost the whole month, you I have still a are chance.
Oh, no, we have a few days, huh?
Yeah, we have a whole show.
Greg, when does it go to 2?
So next week.
Next week,
okay.
Yeah.
All 5 days next week.
Starting Monday of next week?
Yes, Monday through Friday next week.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to connect with Yamava right here. Let's do some super crosstalk.
That was a very loud.
I think that was a very distant, far away love boat. Okay, there he is. I think he's there.
Well, no, the mic was off.
Try that again. There you go.
Very small market.
There we go.
So San Diego of you to not have
very
a microphone.
San Diego.
Yeah. So guys are at Yamava tonight.
Thanks a hell of a lot.
Cappy, yesterday, Blades of Glory. I got to say, Blades of Glory was a big success. Cappy totally snowed us. Cappy could be a professional skater. But the beauty of it is when Cappy gets on ice, and I'm all stumbling around, and Morales is trying to stay on his feet, Cappy's doing the same. He's pretending. He's acting like, oh, I can't skate. All of a sudden, he's skating backwards. He's doing axles. It was unbelievable, Cappy. You snowed us completely.
You were sandbagging.
That is not true.
Really?
That is sandbagging.
That is
What's
not true.
What's untrue about it?
John, listen, you have been a great supporter of what I'm about to say.
Mm.
Everybody else has been a great doubter.
Mm.
The fact is, when you are a world-class athlete,
oh boy.
Sometimes you're just a natural at things.
Exactly.
Gabby, how much did you practice?
That's a great question.
Probably in the course of my life, maybe 4 times.
You skated 4 times in your whole life?
4, 5, 6, you know.
Morales, how many
times? You're a liar.
The last month.
Yeah,
no,
Morales, there's no way.
No way.
No, wait, roller skating?
Stop.
No, listen,
stop.
I'm a great roller skater.
Roller skater or roller blade?
Roller skater. But the principles are the same. So once you get comfortable on the ice, DeMarco, as a world-class athlete, you're able to figure it out quickly. You feel it. You have muscle memory.
It was impressive what you were doing.
Yeah,
you
I thought it was very impressive. Regardless,
he was definitely sandbagging.
Regardless of whether you practiced or you didn't practice, I thought it was an outstanding skating exhibition. And I want to go across the street and have Cappy on ice. I want that show to be there, like the Ice Cavade. Cappy on ice.
That'd be awesome.
So, honestly, Mace, you did a good job, too. The fact that nobody got hurt. And we all stayed.
That is the amazing part, Chris.
How scared were you, Chris?
I was scared. So my bit was I was going to immediately get on the ice.
You
and then looked Cappy
like you
was
were
gonna,
about to like have a heart attack.
Then Cappy was going to mount me, but the ice was wet.
Yes. Yeah.
So Cappy's like, you can't get on that ice. You're going to be soaked. So then I didn't know what to do bit-wise, so I just held on for dear life until Cappy and Rest came
you're
and rescued me.
You're a good actor then.
Yeah. hey, Mace.
Yeah. No, I was scared.
Mace, listen. So last night we went to the Kings game.
Oh, yeah. How? Kings and Winnipeg. Who won?
Winnipeg won. So, Kings had a 2-0 lead after the first period. They blew it. They gave up 3 goals in the second period, and they gave up 1 in the third. And as far as I remember, it was 4-2.
Mm.
So, now I'm feeling really confident about myself after this skating thing. And I'm like, you know what? I actually think I'm kind of good now.
Yeah, you are good.
You know?
Do what?
So, now at the Kings games, at TV timeouts, they have a group of probably like 20 kids. They come out on the ice. They're all wearing skates, and they sweep. They have shovels.
Yeah.
And they shovel all the chips ice into the boards.
I've seen that. Yeah.
So, Mace, just like you with a national anthem,
yes,
I want to go to a Kings game and go out on the ice and scoop the ice during a TV timeout.
I think you would be an excellent ice scooper.
You realize, Cap, this is a change. This is like kind of what a sign of the times. They used to do that with, like, attractive women used to skate out there and clean the ice.
Yeah.
And now that you're telling me they do it with kids?
Well, I say kids, I mean...
They weren't kids, John. Cappy just doesn't know what he's talking about. It's the same. It's attractive people.
Okay. Attractive cheerleaders. Guys and girls.
Is it co-ed, Chris?
Yeah, it's co-ed.
Yeah, and they were young and they were fit-looking. But, Mace, I had so much confidence after our ice skating escapades that I thought, wouldn't it be a funny bit to go out on the ice and have, like, a GoPro cam on my head and see what it's like to actually scoop the ice during an NHL hockey game.
You know what I say? Great bit. Do it.
Yep.
By the way, that place is the scariest place to sing the national anthem. I sang the national anthem at a Kings game, and they make the place all dark, and there's this carpet that leads to the center ice, and you walk out there, and all of a sudden there's spotlights on you, and and you can't, and you're singing into the and I thought of the national anthems, that was probably the most pressure-packed, but also came out the best. It's it's scary out there. Luke Robitaille, by the way, after I sang, said never again.
Luke Robitaille, bud?
Yes.
Now, Mace,
yeah.
What do you think about us practicing this year to be better next year, where we can take Cappy down with a clothesline on the ice?
You know what? I would love to say yes, but no.
Okay.
You mean no, like you survived? Whatsoever. You
when
survived
you
this one?
When did you guys do this?
This was yesterday.
Are you guys sore now? Mason, are you sore?
I'm not sore. Oh,
You're not sore.
It's interesting. I was on the verge of falling the entire time.
Yeah, I know.
Constantly
on the
verge.
It'll make your legs strong, right? I mean,
and your
core. Roller skate. Yeah, no doubt. Maybe you should keep doing it, Mace.
You think so?
From the video, maybe you should do this a little bit more. Do it with Cappy.
Cappy's like Michelle Kwan out there. He's like Dan Jansen out there.
I was thinking more like Brian Boitano myself.
Brian Boitano.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah. Is he a swimmer or an ice skater?
He's an ice skater. You got the right guy.
Okay, good. Got the right guy. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I mean, you're giving me Dan Jansen. I'm taking Brian Boitano.
Yeah, no, I think Brian Boitano is a great call.
You know what I'm going to do? Now I'm into ice skating. I'm now into it. So, like, this winter, or at least, like, during the holiday, I'm going to be up in Mammoth. The Kings, just like the Kings have the ice skating rink in L.A. Live.
Yes.
They have a brand new ice skating rink in Mammoth.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
I'm going to go ice skating.
Oh, that's nice.
I think you ice skate a little bit more than you're letting on, though.
Yeah.
No ice skating.
Why sandbag, though?
Yeah, but you were faking like you couldn't stand at the beginning. Then
why do that?
The next thing you know,
I was like this, DeMarco. I was like, robotic on the ice. It's very wet. There's puddles everywhere.
There were a lot of puddles.
Can I stand up? Am I able to, like, stand and feel confident?
Yeah. Did you make a plan in the car? I'm going to, like, pretend like I can't skate and then hit, like, a big move?
No, I don't think so. I don't think, man.
I think what happened is I was like, I don't know.
I'm not sure. And then I was like, ooh, I'm comfortable out here.
Yeah, no, that's not the way it went down.
Yeah,
you're like, I'm faking. Now I'm going to skate away
Morales.
From everybody.
I was worried about Morales, though.
That's why I held on to the side.
Really? I really was.
Yeah, Morales needed that wall.
I did, desperately.
We wanted him on that wall.
We wanted him on that wall. We need him on that wall. Exactly.
That's exactly right.
So what do you guys got cooking tonight at Yamava? It's a great game. It's going to be a thriller. Raiders and Chargers. I mean, when those two get together, boy, this year, how about that, huh?
This game is so weird tonight. This game used to not just be a game.
Yeah, right.
It used to be a week.
A thing.
You know, Chargers-Raiders week. You know, San Diego versus Oakland. There were so many great historic moments in this rivalry. And now we find ourselves tonight on primetime with a quarterback who was a fifth-round draft choice who's a rookie and a quarterback that had an incredible college career. The Chargers, this guy, he won like 40-some-odd games in his career, four national championships at North Dakota State.
Easton Stick.
This guy's a winner.
Yeah.
But he's never played, and now it's primetime Thursday night.
Yeah.
And Uncle Big Al got to call this Michigan.
You know what I say?
What a fortunate moment we find ourselves in.
There you go. Wow.
Exactly right.
Very fortunate.
By the way, John, yesterday, last night before we headed over to the Kings game, we sat in the conference room there at the station and watched the end of the Lakers game, but we heard your play-by-play, and it was fantastic. Telling the story of the almost complete collapse You were great. You and Michael were great.
And Mason, you would be proud of me. I used collapse, two syllables.
Collapse instead of collapse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it was a collapse,
it was.
Mace.
Well, they gave up 45 points in the that's the worst quarter they've had this year, right?
Well, they were up 20 at the start of the fourth, and with 10 seconds left, they were up by one.
Yeah. Yeah, it was crazy. But, John, we were watching it on the screen. We were listening to it on the radio. And I also love that you and Michael have some strong disagreements during the broadcast. Yeah. There was a point where you were suggesting, and I'm trying to remember who's on the free throw line, that he miss.
Wemby.
And
Mike, I thought – because here was my thought, Cappy. All right, so it was 117-115, okay? Wembanyama gets fouled. There's like 10 seconds to go, maybe 8 seconds. And he misses the first free throw. All right, so now they can't catch him with the free throw. And I thought, if it were me, I would have missed the second free throw because I need the ball. I'm down by two, and I can only get 1 point if I make the free throw. And Michael was adamant, no, you make the free throw, and then you play the foul game. But that never works. Then the other team just goes down and makes two free throws, and you lose. And that's exactly what happened. So I would have, if I was Wembanyama, I would have missed on purpose.
So last night I had Lakers minus 2.5 with Mythical Money. That last free throw from Torian Prince is what got me the win.
Wow. You know, that reminds me, I'm playing the Raiders tonight. I'm taking the Raiders to cover the three.
Are you?
Tonight. Yeah.
You know what it also reminds me of? Prize Picks. The last time we were here, Cappy.
Yep.
Was the prickly pear incident.
Oh,
that's right. And that makes me feel a little prickly today myself.
Are you a little prickly?
A little prickly.
Yeah. Did that ever get resolved in any way? We're just moving on from it. It was an interesting moment. I was just stunned when it happened.
Well, I think it was resolved.
It was resolved. We moved on.
Because I think that now.
No,
I got Cappy's back. That's the bottom line. I got Cappy's back.
We got you back.
The same segment, though, is now.
Well, we love Michelle Smallman, part of our ESPN Radio morning
Michelle
show.
Yeah, Michelle Smallman's on.
Right. On Sportsmanlike, weekday, 6 to 10 a.m.
Right. So somebody did something somewhere. I don't know who that is.
Well, you know what? No, you know what the moral of that story is, Mace?
Yeah.
Never go against the family.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I had Cappy's back through that whole thing.
Yes, you did.
So,
Did you see the
Ohtani press conference? Did you see what the dog's name is?
No, what is it?
It's Decopine, which translates as decoy.
Decoy.
Like
really?
Toronto That's was a big decoy.
Decoy.
A big decupine?
Interesting.
Decopine. Yes.
I don't believe for 1 second that's really the dog's name.
You don't? That's what he said today.
I don't believe that.
Really? You don't believe he said it?
No.
He said it or the interpreter said it?
No, I don't. I just think that he's making it up. That's all.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Be the first name decoy, like a dog named decoy.
Decopine actually translates not as decoy. It translates as...
Dodger?
The act of flicking someone's forehead with a finger.
Exactly.
Oh, I'm doing it to you today, Captain.
Okay.
You are? You're going to decopine me?
I'm going to decopine you.
You are decopining me?
I'm going to do it hard.
Linz, you don't believe any of that?
No, I don't.
Even though it is a word and all that?
Yeah, I don't. I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it, Mace. I'm not buying it. I think
so. You think he lied when he said it's decopine?
Yes.
Why? Yeah. Why are you so skeptical?
Because
don't get me wrong, I like the skepticism.
His dog's name is like Dodger or something like that, and he didn't want people to know.
Why have you been on your phone for the last 3 minutes, Cappy?
I'm placing a wager.
I feel like we're working with Sedano.
I'm placing a wager. Yes. I gotta have the Raiders tonight.
That's the one thing I learned from Sedano. He didn't look up from his phone.
No, I gotta place the entire show.
Morales, I swear to you, I once did a show with Keyshawn where he did not look up from his phone for 3.5 hours.
Wow. Yeah, that's when we were all together, right? That day?
It was one of the most spectacular performances by a host I've ever seen.
Yeah.
He talked, he answered all my questions, he never made eye contact, he just looked at his phone the whole time.
Wow.
Well, I am taking the Raiders tonight. I think the Raiders are going to cover the 3 points tonight.
You hope.
You always bet against the Chargers, though.
True. But I've been kind of using a handicapping service here recently.
Really?
And so, yes.
Like what? A tout?
Kind of like a tout, sort of. Yeah.
Like, it's like a 900 number you call or something?
Not
to get
a 900. No, not a 900 number.
I've got the stone cold locks.
Well, there used to be those guys on Sunday mornings that would have those tout shows.
Oh, those are awesome.
And there was this one guy I used to remember every weekend.
His name was Stu Feiner the Fourth.
Stu Feiner.
So, Stu Feiner the Source. That was his name. Stu Feiner the Source. He's saying, "I'm Stu Feiner the Fourth," right? No, that's what that's what he did. It was hilarious.
Are
in fact, Jim Lamb.
It feels like you're mocking him. It feels like you're mocking him.
Oh, good God. Jim Lampley actually did an HBO Real Sports report on all these touts.
Right.
And this guy, Stu Feiner the Source, that's what he sounded like, Stu Feiner the Thorth.
Wait a minute, Cappy, but tell us about the tout you're using now.
Yeah, so the tout I'm using now, I don't even know I'd call him a tout. He's just he's the medical research. He decides which team is significantly more or less healthy.
Really?
So then I follow that, and so it's his score tonight, based on all his algorithm is that the Raiders should be favored by 9. So if the Raiders theoretically should be favored by 9, but you're only having to give up 3, I'm going to take the Raiders to cover the 3.
So am I. Give me another $50,000 mythical dollars on the Raiders.
Yes.
Whoa.
Yes, Mace.
And the 3.
Mace is coming for me.
I'm trying to catch him in mythical money right now, and you sold me. The fact that you've got a health science guy who knows the health of the teams, and you say the Raiders are healthier than I'm all in on Cappy's tout.
DeMarco, the Chargers seem cooked to me. The second part of that Broncos-Chargers game, I think the Chargers have thrown in the towel. What do you think?
When do you think they fire Staley?
After the season.
Yeah. You think he makes it to the end of the year?
Oh, yeah.
I do, because the Spanoses don't want to pay 2 coaches.
Yeah, and honestly, what's the point, DeMarco?
That's a good point.
If you're 5-8, you're going nowhere, you don't have your starting quarterback.
If you're going to do it, you might as well do it and send that message now that you're starting over. You might as well do that.
There's a guy that describes something called a dead coach bounce. Have you ever heard that expression?
Well, the Raiders got it this year.
The Raiders.
Antonio Pierce got a dead coach bounce.
Got a dead. And he won too.
I'll tell you this. There is nothing worse than getting your coach fired. Mm. I remember when we got Rich Brooks fired, and it sucked. It made you feel less than as an athlete. So I believe in it. You do go out and play great for that guy, but it doesn't last very long.
I helped get 2 coaches fired while I was in college.
Yeah.
Yeah,
did you really?
Yeah, 2 of them.
It sucks.
It really does.
If you would have made a few more field goals, Cap, maybe they'd still be on the gig, you know?
Seriously. It was that and a variety of other things that I did and said and whatever else.
All right. Well, we're going to be I don't know. Am I on tomorrow? I'm on tomorrow.
No, are we doing this bit
combo
again?
Plate?
Combo plate tomorrow. That's right. It's me and Cappy tomorrow.
Mace, what, tell me. You want to talk about the schedule? Let me know.
Yeah, one to three, Cappy. 1-3.
I'm here for it. It's easy. Don't know if I can make that tomorrow. Somebody better remind me.
Yeah. All right. I'm sure Greg will do it. He loves talking to you about the schedule. All right. Coming up next for you is lots of stupidity live from Yamaha, Ireland. Have a great weekend.
See you, Lakers.
We got that game for you coming up tomorrow. It's 2 road games. In a stand at San Antonio, with the second one being tomorrow. All right, see you tomorrow, 710 ESPN.